All right, one area that I have not talked about enough, but we need to, is the mass human migration that will occur because of the global famine that's being unleashed, because of the lack of fertilizer coming out of the Strait of Hormuz, because of Trump's war against Iran, a war that he did not have to initiate, but he did so, well, taking orders from Netanyahu, obviously, because this war was never in America's interest. So here's the thing. Remember how during the Biden years that there were millions of illegals walking across the U.S. southern border? And then when Trump became president, he started saying that we're going to deport millions of people. And, you know, then there was the whole ICE of, I don't know, thugs on the streets shooting Americans and rounding up illegals, etc. And yeah, there were quite a few illegals that left the country. And just to be clear, in case you're wondering, my position is I support legal immigration, which means if you're illegally in the United States, you need to go. And, you know, the U.S. does have the right to show you the exit, but not to, you know, not to kill people in that process. Nevertheless, that's, I guess that's a different discussion. But Trump is going to be far worse than Joe Biden, ultimately, because there will be millions, millions of people who are starving to death because of Trump's war on Iran. And those millions will be surging north from Central and South America. And then when we look at Asia, when we look at the Middle East, when we look at Africa, the entire global South, which is really where the greatest impact of famine will be felt, the entire global South will be unleashing massive waves of millions of starving migrants surging northward all across the world into Europe, into Asia. I mean, think about the countries that are most impacted by the lack of fertilizer. It's the global South. It's Bangladesh, right? It's Somalia. It's Nigeria. It's some countries in the Middle East. It's going to be India. Some impact in Egypt. And of course, the more impoverished groups in Central and South America, although the wealthy in those regions will be able to afford food, the impoverished will not. And Trump, in effect, is going to unleash a massive human migration wave that will be much larger than anything the Democrats ever hoped for. That's why Trump is kind of a Trojan horse. Trump is finishing the job that Obama started, which was destroying America through a number of means, weakening the military. You can see how weak it is now. Weakening the currency, causing mass migration, causing the erosion of American culture, downgrading the quality of education in America, on and on, you know, gutting the industrial base of America, offshoring more manufacturing, etc. Obama was the architect of many of those things. And now Trump is basically Obama's fourth term, if you think about it, because Joe Biden was Obama's third term, with a Trump term stuck in the middle that was kind of an interruption. And then for whatever reason, Trump flipped and joined the anti-American side and, you know, just got totally compromised. And now Trump is the Trojan horse that's destroying America, just like Obama. So when you think about the mass famine that's going to be unleashed around the world, don't make the mistake of thinking that those starving people are just going to stay put. When people get hungry, and Michael Yon has said this many times, he calls it human osmotic pressure. When people get hungry, they move, they leave, they look for food, even if it means trekking to another country. So starving people in, you know, wherever, South America, they're not just going to sit at home and starve to death and do nothing while their children starve. They're going to pack up and go. Where are they going to go? They're going to go to the wealthy nations of the world. So this war will be the final act of Western Europe being completely overrun. So let me make a couple of predictions here. Western Europe is falling. It will be destroyed. That's another prediction that Michael Jahn and I both put out there years ago now, the industrial base of Europe is already largely gone. Look at what's happening with Germany, for example. They have no energy. They have no large industry that is growing or even sustainable. They're downsizing everything. But the culture of Western Europe, the Western culture will be completely overrun. Western Europe will be refounded as a subcontinent of Islam. That's right, Islam. Because the number of Islamic followers coming into the region due to this mass global starvation will absolutely overrun and overwhelm anything remaining in Western Europe. So yeah, I mean, everything from Germany all the way over to Ireland and all of the UK, all of France, etc. It's going to go full-blown Islam. Now, by the way, I'm just pointing that out. I am not someone who has in my heart automatic hatred for any person based on their religion. So I don't just instantly hate people of Islam. I don't hate people who are Russian. I don't hate people who are Chinese. You know, I just, that's not who I am. So I'm not saying that the Europeans have to, you know, get together and, you know, like kill all the Islam. No, I'm not saying that at all. But that's what's probably going to end up happening. There's going to be domestic warfare across Western Europe. And the war will be from the nationalists, who are largely Christian or Catholic, you know, right? Versus the Islamic migrants, who will be portrayed as the invaders, because they did come from largely from another country, although that's not entirely true. There's a large Islamic population that exists in all of those nations, but there will be a massive influx. So you will see, my prediction is you will see religious wars in Western Europe. Now, in the United States, it's going to be a war of occupation. So in the United States, remember that the U.S. Census counts everybody, whether they are legal or illegal. And based on the census, then that's how congressional seats are apportioned. And that's also how electoral votes are assigned, based on a formula that gives every state at least one electoral vote, but then more based on population. Now, of course, senators are not based on population, but House members are. So what the Global South knows is all they have to do, and by the way, they are mostly Catholic, not Islamic, but all they have to do is cross the border and occupy, which that's been the goal since Obama, of course. And they're going to do it in droves. So the invasion of the United States from South America is going to rapidly, and we're talking about 2027 through 2030, let's say, you're going to see this in droves. And it will be unstoppable. And Trump, of course, will go down in history as the worst president ever in the history of our nation, but also the one who unleashed the largest, quote, invasion of America with so-called illegals. So there you go. That's where this is headed. And not enough people are talking about the migration wave, but that's what's coming. And it's all due to Trump starting this war in order to appease Israel, which is unleashing global chaos, economic depression, famine, and mass human migration. Cause and effect, folks. Something that Trump does not understand. Or is just a traitor. Maybe both. So plan accordingly. Things are going to get very dicey in the years ahead, and you need to be as self-reliant as possible. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. You can get stocked up on long-term storable food at our online store, healthrangerstore.com, high-end nutritional supplements and personal care products. They're also ultra clean and laboratory tested. So that's how you support us. If you want to help keep our channel alive and growing, it's healthrangerstore.com. And you can find more of my videos at brightvideos.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.